Hello and welcome to Larkspur. Thanks for tuning in. My name is Aurora and you're listening to CICK 93.9 Smithers Community Radio. We're coming to you live from unceded Wet'suwet'en territory, Gitumdun Clan. I'm grateful to live and to work on Wet'suwet'en territory. This is our 10th episode and we have our first guest on the show this evening. My mom, Miss Linda Lavender. She's a singer-songwriter who lives in Nanaimo, BC, and also a huge music lover and aficionado. We're really happy to have her on the show tonight. How's it going, Mom?
It's going great, Aurora. Happy to be here.
Awesome. We're live in the train car on this fine Wednesday evening, and it's another hot and sunny day. It's late August, kind of the dog days of summer here. Larkspur covers the folk, bluegrass, and Americana genres throughout the eras. And this week's theme is The Forest for the Trees, songs about the forest. To see the forest for the trees really means to look at the bigger picture or make sure you're not missing the point instead of hyper-focusing on the minute details. Maybe you're a nature lover, an avid hiker, or someone who works in the forest every day. Either way, it's time to lace up your boots, put on your best plaid shirt, slap on some bug spray, and come get immersed in the forest with us. This first song is In the Pines by Clarence White.
Tonight I'm yearning to be returning back to my home in the West. It's there I recall no leaves ever fall. That's where I'm wanting to rest. Down by the river and get that shiver, water start calling my name. From mountains above, just like my love, the color of the trees stays the same. I'm pining for the pine trees and you. There was a gal, my sweetest pal. I wonder if she's still around. She stayed on my mind since I left her behind. Sweetest thing I ever found. And we used to wander way over yonder, lay neath those old evergreens. I don't know why I left her to cry. I'd go back if I had the means. I'm pining for the pine trees and you. I'm pining for the pine trees and you. Mm-hmm.
That was Pining for the Pine Trees by the McMillan's Camp Boys. And before that, we heard In the Pines by Clarence White. We're kind of going to go song for song here this evening. Mom and I came up with this playlist together collaboratively throughout the last couple of days. So this next one, I chose the last song, and this next one is her pick. So anything you want to say about this next song, Mom?
Oh, there is. When I heard the topic of tonight's show, the very first song that came into my head was If a Tree Falls in the Forest by Bruce Cockburn, a Canadian singer, songwriter, guitarist, who's had a five-decade career in music, well-known. He's also well-known as an activist. And this song depicts that, and I think it's a fabulous song about, and it was written a long time ago. It was written in 1988, so it was already talking about the trees and the plight of the loss of forests, the rainforests in the Amazon and the rainforests in Canada, and he mentions the Pacific Coast and of course, he's Canadian, so I chose this song for tonight.
Okay. Thanks so much for choosing it. This is If a Tree Falls by Bruce Cockburn.
Center for the world, ancient cord of coexistence hacked by parasitic greedhead scam. From Sarawak to Amazonas, Costa Rica to mangy BC hills, cortege rhythm of falling timber. What kind of currency grows in these new deserts? These brand new plains. If a tree falls in the forest, is anybody here? If a tree falls in the forest, is anybody here? Wildlife at a rate of a species every single day. Take out people who've lived with this for 100,000 years. Inject a billion burgers worth of beef. Grain eaters. Methane dispensers. Through thinning ozone, waves fall on wrinkled earth. Gravity, light, ancient refuse of stars speak of a drowning. But this is something other. Busy monster eats dark holes in the spirit world, where wild things have to go to disappear forever. If a tree falls
to bury me beneath the tree where my family lies, where my family lies. With the fog way low on the mountain high, hear the willow cry, hear the willow bury me beneath a tree where my family lies, where my family lies. With the fog way low on the mountain high, hear the willow cry, hear the willow
That was Hear the Willow Cry by the Steel Drivers, and before that it was If a Tree Falls by Bruce Coburn.
Hey, we'd like to thank Roundhouse Tattoo in
Ranch
Smithers.
House.
Ranch House Tattoo for sponsoring Kick Radio. They just reopened at their new location, 3782 4th Avenue. So thanks very much to Ranch House Tattoo.
Yeah, right here in Smithers. This next song is Mom's pick, so tell us a bit about the song, Mom, Crooked Tree.
Crooked Tree was written by Molly Tuttle and played on by Molly Tuttle as well, who's considered one of the best bluegrass guitar players in the world now. She produced this with Jerry Douglas, who's a well-known slide guitar player, and lap steel and dobro, which you'll hear on the cut. So here is Crooked Tree.
Two trees in the forest, one was crooked, one was straight. Crimson bark and emerald needles growing day by day. And though they look so different, they enjoyed the rain the same side by side. A chickadee told them of a darkness on the land, spinning blades that came to visit carried by a man. And every other tree would see them cut down where they stand by and by. Oh, can't you see a crooked tree? Trees were driven down the mountain to the mill. They turned them into toothpicks and $20 bills. Seemed the more the people took, the more they needed still in the end. The crooked trees were left there after all the work was done. Now they go for weeks and never witness any wine. No one left to tell them if they're growing right or wrong with whispering wind. Tree won't fit into the mill machine. They'll have to grow. took the road less traveled, twists and turns along the way. But like the crooked tree, I'm growing stronger day by day as the clouds roll by. A river never wonders why it flows around the bend. A mountain doesn't question how it rose up from the land. So who am I to wish I wasn't just the way I am? Who am I? Oh, can't you see? A crooked tree won't fit into the mill machine. They love to grow wild and free. Oh, I'd rather be a crooked tree. A crooked tree won't fit into the mill machine. They love to grow.
That was Crooked Tree by Molly Tuttle and Golden Highway. We've got some events happening in Smithers this weekend. Live at the Old Church is Pony Gold. It's a musical project of Canadian singer-songwriter Teresa Pasaluco, who's originally from Smithers. She blends Americana, alt, country, and folk, and her music is rooted in raw storytelling and heartfelt melodies. Her voice carries both grit and warmth, and she's been winning over audiences across Canada. She now returns home to share songs from her upcoming debut full-length album, High Road Reverie. So she's playing Friday, August 29th at the Old Church. The doors open at 7 p.m. And you can get tickets from looking up the event on Facebook. There's a QR code here on the poster, so I can repost it on my Instagram story as well, and we can share it on the CICK page. My Instagram is larkspur.lavender. This next song is The Wolves by Watch House.
I'll always greet you. At my door, you're welcome in. There can be no transgression as a means to an end. On the wind, the wolves are howling. Open arms are closed in fear. Helping hands are clenched in anger. Broken hearts beyond repair. Everything's so great, can't get better. Makes me wanna cry, but I'll go out howling at the moon tonight. There she stands, so tall and mighty, with her keen and watchful eye, and the heart of a mother. Holding out her guiding light. Well, it's a hard road to travel. This old rock from end to end. The sun, it rises on her brow and sets upon the great expanse. Everything's so great, can't get better. Makes me want to cry. But I'll go out howling. Thank you. There she stands so tall and mighty, her gaze facing the east. And at her back our doors are closing as we grin and bare our teeth. On the wind the wolves are howling, she cries they're drawing near. Well, turn around, my darling, know the wolves are here. And everything's so great, can't get better. Makes me wanna cry, but I'll go out howling at the moon tonight. Yeah, I'll go out howling at the moon tonight.
That was The Wolves by Watch House. And songs about the forests are really about being in tranquil sanctuaries to me and offering an escape from the noise of modern life. The dense woods can symbolize the unknowns or spark curiosity or a sense of enchantment. And forests might represent ancestral connections. And in contrast, they can also evoke feelings of isolation or the eerie unknown. Songs about the forest might reflect the changing of seasons, growth, decay, and renewal. And forests are often seen as sacred spaces or connect humans to the earth or to something more divine. The untamed nature of forests can symbolize liberation or rebellion against societal constraints. Mom, I wanted to ask you, what's your favorite tree and why?
My favorite tree is the arbutus tree. And it has been for a very long time, ever since I first saw one as a teenager. The reason is its beauty and also its uniqueness. It's unique to the west coast of Canada and the States.
Right.
And it's part of the madrone family, and it's a hardwood, and it's just a lovely tree that exists on the West Coast only.
Nice. Kind of like you moving back to the West Coast.
Exactly.
Awesome. What's this next song you've got for us?
Oh, well, the next song I chose is called the Lumber Camp Song, because I thought no forest list would be complete without a lumberjack type song. There are so many of them throughout history, and especially in Canada. It's also known as Hurling Down the Pine. It was first the first known version was in 1896, so it goes back that far. And we're going to play a version that we found by the Waukami Whalers. So here's Hurling Down the Pine, or the Lumber Camp Song.
Come all you jolly fellows and listen to my song. It's all about the shanty boys and how they got along. We're the jolliest bunch of fellows that ever you could find. The way we spend our winter months is hurling down the pine. At 4 o'clock each morning, the boss begins to shout, "Heave out you jolly teamsters, it's time to start the rout." The teamsters, they will all jump up in a most frightful way. Where is me boots? Where is me pants? Me socks have gone astray. At 6 o'clock it's breakfast and every man is out. For every man who is not sick, we're sure to be on route. There's sawyers and there's choppers to lay the timber low. There's swampers and there's loggers to haul it to and fro. Now then comes up the logger, all at the break of day. We'll load up me slide 500 feet into the river, drive away. Well, you can hear the axes ringing until the sun goes down. Hooray, me boys, a day spent into the shanty we are bound. And when we reach the shanty with cold hands and wet feet, we then take off our larrigans, a supper for eight. We'll sing and dance till 9 o'clock and into our bunks we'll climb. Cold winter months, they won't be long in hurling down the pine. And then the springtime comes at last and soon the boss will say, keep down your saws and axes, boys, and help to clear the way. And when the floating ice goes out in business, we will thrive. 200 able-bodied men are wanted on the drive. Come all you jolly fellows and listen to my song. It's all about the shanty boys and how they got along. We're the jolliest bunch of fellows that ever you could find. The way we spend our winter months is hurling down the pine. The way we spend our winter months is hurling down the pine.
You're listening to Larkspur live on CICK 93.9 FM, Smithers Community Radio.
That was the Lumber Camp song by the Wakami Wailers. And this next one is Shady Grove.
Peaches in the summertime, apples in the fall. If I can't have the girl I love, I don't want none at all. Shady Grove, my little love, Shady Grove I know. Shady Grove, my little love, I'm bound for Shady Grove. That girl was mine. Shady Grove, my little love, Shady Grove I know. Shady Grove, my little love, I'm bound for Shady Grove. To my side and down the road I'd go. Shady Grove, my little love, Shady Grove I know. Shady Grove, my little love, I'm bound for Shady Grove. Every night when I go home, Wi-Fi I try to please her, the more I try, the worse she gets. Damn if I don't leave her. Shady Grove, my little love, Shady Grove, I know. Shady Grove, my little love, I'm bound for Shady Grove.
That was Shady Grove by Jerry Garcia and David Grisman. Jerry Garcia from the Grateful Dead, that is.
We have a CICK listener request from Zanana. She requested a fabulous song called Cinnamon Tree, which I had never heard before. And it's by Marty O'Reilly and the Old Soul Orchestra.
Sun. Got to fetch me up a telescope, 15 yards of sturdy rope, and I'll tell you where that puppy dog has went. But I bet she's head to railroad and she's hopping car. Bet she's bought a great ship and she lost her seat. She'll come down and back again soon as she smells that cinnamon, and I'll bury her sweet bones beneath that tree. She was my three-legged dog. She was a three-legged dog. She was a three-legged dog. And I'll bury her bones right beneath that old cinnamon tree. I need that old cinnamon tree. Says she's 6 feet underground. And I know she's all right when I hear her howling in the moonlight. And it's a wild and lovely sound. It's not the body of the beast that holds its spirit. It's the spirit itself which I adore. And it's her love and it's her name, not the confines of her frame, that makes me love her and love her so much more. company that old cinnamon tree.
That was Cinnamon Tree by Marty O'Reilly and the Old Soul Orchestra. I'd like to thank City West for supporting community radio. Their phone number is 1-800-442-8664. Their email is citywest@cwct.ca. And they're a gold sponsor here at CICK. So thanks so much for supporting community radio. This next song is a request from Brett called Katie Dear by Matt Heckler. Thanks for the request, Brett.
Troubles with a balsam fir and pine. Look how this grove of hemlock brings solace to your mind. For they burned the mountains and ran dry all the streams. There was plenty to get by on, plenty more to dream. Before the heavy hand of greed came knocking at your door, telling lies and silver you always have endured. Singing, oh, rock the cradle and oh, sing the song. You survive the winters long. And it's come on, Katie dear. It's midnight on the water, and I swear that you can hear. Oh, the coy dogs howl. They're strapping colts in Margaretville. That's way down south. And his cold heart was pine. It said it'd run on water if I could pass the time. Early in the spring when the ice began to thaw, I'd ride down the Delaware and bid farewell to all. Before the tree trunks line the hills and bark it along the road, they're sending half the forest down the stream in heavy loads. Sing, you never know you got till it's almost gone. So we'll rock the cradle when you're gone. And it's come on, Katie dear. It's midnight on the water, and I swear that you can hear. Oh, the coy dogs howl. They're strapping colts in Margaretville. That's way down south. And it's come on, Katie dear. It's midnight on the water, and I swear that you can hear. Oh, coy dogs howl. They're strapping colts in Margaretville. That's the way down south.
Love that claw hammer banjo. That was Katie Dear by Matt Heckler. And this next one is Mom's Pick, Across the Great Divide by Kate Wolf.
I've been walking in my sleep and counting troubles, instead of counting sheep, and where the years went. I can't sing. I just turned around and they've gone away. And I've been sifting through the layers of dusty books and faded papers. They tell a story I used to know. It was one that happened so long ago. It's gone away in yesterday, and I find myself on the mountainside where the rivers change direction across the great divide. Well, I heard the owl calling softly as the night was falling with a question. And I replied, but he's gone across the borderline. He's gone away in yesterday, and I find myself on the mountainside where the rivers change direction across the great divide.
That was Across the Great Divide by Kate Wolfe. Next we have Robert Earl Keen Jr. singing 5 Pound Bass.
Fix me some coffee and a honey bun. Jumped in my pickup, gave her the gas. I'm going out to catch a 5 pound bass. Down by the lakeside, just off the ramp, all them people sleeping in their fishing camps. Some out in the pup tents,
some out on the grass.
They all be dreaming about the 5 pound bass. Billy Birdie always gets his one. I always get my wish when you're talking about that 5 pound bass, son. Dirty worm gets a fish. Jump in my John boat, I store my gear, I fire up, and when I'm in the clear, I sail across that water as smooth as glass. Ready, here I come, you 5 pound bass. Perfect spot, some old dead trees. Back in a canyon where you can't feel no breeze. I tie my lure, I make my cast. It's breakfast time, 5 pound bass. That old sun is rising, that water's clear. I watch my lure as it's flying through the air. I see a ripple. I hear a splash. Lord have mercy, it's a 5 pound bass. That's a 5 pound bass, son. Thank you.
1, 2, 3, 4. Cause my heart to ache, 'cause all the money I had is gone. All the money I had is gone. I've been high and I've been low. I've been east and I've been west. The way it goes, I'm never getting rest, 'cause all the money I have is gone. All the money I have is gone.
That was All the Money I Had Is Gone by the Deep Dark Woods from Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. We're almost out of time for today. You've been listening to Larkspur on CICK 93.9 FM, Smithers Community Radio. And this has been The Forest for the Trees, Songs About the Forest episode. So thank you for tuning in. I've had my mom, Linda Lavender, here on the program. And this last song, we wouldn't be doing her justice without playing a song that she wrote and recorded with one of her bands in the past, often running off the Rosso sessions. So this next song is by her, and I just wanted to take a minute to thank you for coming on the show and also See if you have any upcoming gigs or any projects you're working on that you want to tell our listeners about.
Oh, thank you for having me on the show, Aurora. It's been an absolute pleasure. I'm glad you're going to play one of my tunes. It's the one called Caledonia. So yes, I do have a show coming up in Nanaimo when I get home on September 11th at the Mount Benson Legion, 256. It's a songwriter's night. It's a musician's night. Thursday night is musician's night.
Nice.
And it's Lavender and Lefty playing at the Mount Benson Legion, September 11th, 6 to 8.
You hear that, Nanaimoans? If you're around the area, stop by the Legion on September 11th. And can you tell us a little bit about this song?
Well, this is Caledonia, and it was written on a trip I took in Nova Scotia. So it's about the Caledonia in Nova Scotia on the east coast of Canada. And I played it and developed it with my band at the time, Off and Running. Consists of Peter LeBlanc on cello, Scott Rogers on guitar and clawhammer banjo, and Pat Hanley on fiddle.
And what is a Caledonia, or what is Caledonia?
Caledonians is kind of an ancient town from the British Isles, and there's a Caledonia in almost every state and province. Lots of cities named Caledonia. It's mystical, historical past.
Huh. I never knew that. Thanks for that history. So this is Caledonia by Linda Lavender and Off and Running, and you've been listening to Larkspur on CICK. Thanks for tuning in.
Over to the other. other side.